You got to feel it. Late night fun on the radio, CKUW 95.9 FM. We just finished our first story. Good thing Batman solved his case. Good thing. I wouldn't want Two-Face to get away with what he was doing. We have another story on comic book radio theater. Got you another story. Coming on up is probably one of my favorites. Yeah, probably one of my favorite reads I've ever done. It's a Spider-Man tale. Amazing Spider-Man coming at you. And 1960s Amazing Spider-Man. The character was more or less just beginning. What will I read to you? I will read to you Amazing Spider-Man number 25. Came to you out back in... When did it come to you? Let's look at the cover here. I don't have the original comic book with me. I have what is called a reprint. Amazing Spider-Man number 25, issued out there wherever you found comic books in June of 1965. June 1965. And if you remember the Spider-Man cartoon, you know, not the 1990s one, but the one that was all over the TV sets back in the... back between the years of, what, late 1960s up to... you saw him regularly on TV, even into, like, the early to mid-1980s. That cartoon there. The one that showed shots of Spider-Man swinging around over and over and over again to ad nauseum till you got the picture. He's going all over town. That cartoon there, the original Spider-Man cartoon. Do you remember that episode where Joe Janet Jameson goes after Spider-Man and he has this robot, right? He has a robot go after Spider-Man and he catches Spider-Man at the end of the cartoon. And you're thinking, oh no, this is the end of Spider-Man. He's going to be found out that Peter Parker is Spider-Man by J. Jonah Jameson, and he'll be exposed, he'll be done with, you know, the Spider-Man's over. And, you know, Peter Parker was smart enough to figure out something. I think he lost a Spider-Man costume over this, had to get it re-sewn again. Good thing he knows how to knit. But, yeah. That's what happens. Anyway, I was scared for Spider-Man. I thought this was the end of Spider-Man in this one. And so this is a total joy for me to read this one to you. It's Amazing Spider-Man number 25. Once again, Amazing Spider-Man number 25. He's up against that robot. That robot that could really, well, put an end to Spider-Man. I was worried for it. I was really worried for it. But do you remember that cartoon? Do you remember that cartoon from the original Spider-Man cartoons? Okay, this is what I'm going to be reading to you. That's what I'm reading to you. If you could put an image to it and everything. Amazing Spider-Man number 25 came out in June of 1965. And when I go for my first vocal break, we'll listen to music that was brand new. Going into the summer of 1965, we had the Beatles. Yes, the Beatles. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Their song, Woolly Bully. And then them. They're playing somewhere. Where are they playing? London, England. Live music from London, England. Them playing Gloria. It's a good song. That is a rocking song there, Gloria. What you'll get, once again, the Beatles, Sam the Sham, and them. when I go for my vocal break while I read to you Amazing Spider-Man number 25. All right, that's what you get for comic book radio theater this time out. Anything else to do? Nope. I'm just going to find some music and reset myself up again with the keyboard, and the lights are good. Lights over my head, they're good. Microphone's in place. I'm ready to go. You're ready to listen to more comic book radio theater. It could be only found here, CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative.
and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
To fall on overboard. This is not my sea to haunt. It's hard to drown when you're already dead. Forget me well. Have nothing to forgive now that I'm drowning. Well, at least I'm happy that I'm drowning. This man really should be burning. Cause everybody here is turning to face me. I feel a swelling in my throat as I hear your voice say, I've taken all I can.
Things are different now.
Some days feel like I'm a ghost. Why did you have to leave when I needed you the most? Alright, I will leave when you be alright. Alright, I will leave when you be alright. Alright, I will leave when you be alright. Alright, oh.
Spider-Man in, captured by J. Jonah Jameson. Do you think Spider-Man's had trouble before? Just wait till you hear this one. What happens to a superhero on the run when he has no place to go? One of the many rewards of being a good student is the fact that a pretty girl like Liz Allen might ask you to help her with her studies, as Peter Parker has just done.
Good night, Liz.
Hope you like those formulas I showed you.
I like you even more, Petey.
Before I go home, I better retrieve my spider beam, which I left on the rooftop yesterday night. My spider sense tells me there's no one around to see me right now. And if no one's watching, there's no need for me to go to the trouble of changing into my costume. It should be right here on the ledge right above me. Good, it's here. Say, if I look to the left of me, who are those three seedy-looking characters slinking about below? Way they're going from car to car? They've got car thieves written all over them. Looks like they found the one they want. I'm about to change. Whoa! What a lucky break! There's a cop right now! It'll save me the trouble of wasting time on these hoods. Uh-oh. If he goes down that street the opposite way, he won't see those crooks. So, I'll just get him to change his direction my way with the spider beam.
The spider signal. What?
Now, by moving the signal over to these punks, he'll have to see them.
Hey! What's going on here?
Somebody spotted us!
You can say that again, mister! Hands up! I've got you covered! Well, well, well. We've been looking for you three crooks for some time now.
And just our luck! He found us in the middle of a caper! I ought to be able to sell these pictures of this arrest to J. Jonah Jameson. No sweat! Everything's going my way for a change for once.
A few minutes later, back at Aunt May's house where Peter Parker lives.
Hi, Aunt May. I thought you'd be asleep by now.
I wanted to wait till I knew you were home safely, Peter dear. And besides, there was the loveliest Joan Crawford movie on late TV.
Parker is now in his bedroom, in his lonesome.
Aunt May, she is sure the sweetest. If only she wouldn't worry about me so much. I better work on my spare Spider-Man costume while I have the chance before I go to bed. I remember the time my spider suit got dripping wet, and I couldn't wear it when I needed it. I don't want that to happen again. Sheesh, boy, do I hate sewing!
However, after Peter Parker is done the next day, at the Daily Bugle,
I hope old Skin Flute buys my photos. Oh, he's with someone.
Don't worry about a thing. I'll take care of your ad personally, and I'll see you at the nightclub this evening.
It must be somebody important. Old JJ's smiling for a change.
Got some pictures for me, Parker? Let me see them. Nothing so great. Spider-Man's signal beams shining on three crooks and a policeman making the pinch. Big deal.
Gee, I really need the money. He has to buy them. But Mr. Jameson, don't you get the idea? These pictures are dynamite. Think how bad they make Spider-Man look. He was beaten to some crooks by one lone officer.
Say, that's right, Parker.
Betty Brant standing behind Peter Parker and J. Jonah Jameson thinks to herself,
I've never heard Peter Parker knock Spider-Man before.
Yes, sir. It's a good thing I thought of that angle. Another typical Jameson brainstorm. I'll send you the check in the morning, Parker.
Hi, Betty. Hey, what's the cold shoulder for?
You should know why, Peter. You've been selling too many photos to J. Jonah. You're beginning to sound like him now. Aw, I would just, hey, look, what's that thing over there, that machine?
Mr. Jameson, my name is Smythe. I'm an inventor. I've read your anti-Spider-Man editorials for months, so I know how much you hate him. That's why I'm here. I have something that is guaranteed to defeat Spider-Man.
Just what I need! Another crackpot! Ow, 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 ow! I'm not getting mixed up with any more nutty mad scientists! Every time I listen to one of you nitwits, I end up being the laughingstock of the whole city!
But, Mr. Jameson, if you just let me demonstrate.
Peter Parker, standing beside the robot machine, examining it, thinks to himself,
so, this is going to defeat me, huh? I hope he didn't bet his rent money on it. Say, this would be a great chance to get even with Jonah for all the trouble he's caused me in the past. I might even make some more dough selling photos of the Spider-Man, quote-unquote, fight.
It would only take a moment to show you what my robot can do.
You heard me! I said out, out, out!
He's probably just a phony, JJ. But it couldn't do any harm to watch him demonstrate. In fact, there's always a chance that he may really have something. What do you have to lose?
Peter Parker! You keep out of this! What's going into you?
After all, it has to take something special to be able to fight Spider-Man, right? Maybe that nutty-looking robot is just what the doctor ordered.
Peter! How can you talk that way? Do you want Spider-Man defeated?
Mixed name, Betty. No. If the robot should be able to wallop Spider-Man, you'll get all the credit, J. Jonah Jameson. And if it doesn't, who's to know? Peter! lot smarter than Spider-Man. He's only beaten you by dumb luck before. Sooner or later, you are bound to win. After all, look how successful you are. You are a born winner, J. Jonah Jameson.
Was too hasty. Very well, Smite. Let's see your demonstration.
It won't disappoint you, Mr. Jameson. I promise.
I just need someone to hold this live spider in a glass cage.
Let Parker do it! It was his idea!
Who, me?
Now don't worry, Parker. You won't be hurt. I just wish to show how my robot can sense a spider's presence anywhere. Peter Parker, while holding a live spider in its glass cage, thinks to himself,
"Oh my gosh, what if this guy isn't a crackpot?"
At the press of a button, coils will shoot out from my robot, attracted by the very presence of the spider, trapping it.
Now I'm in for it! The coils were attracted to my own, much greater spider power!
It should have grabbed the spider rather than Parker. But that isn't important now. I can iron out a few little kinks like that. But as you can see, how it automatically ensnares anything related to a spider. No use struggling, Parker. You can't break the coiled steel.
Peter Parker, entrapped in the coiled steel, thinks to himself.
He's right! Even my spider strength can't snap the steel strands!
Not bad! Not bad!
You finally got what you deserve, Mr. Parker! I hope you never break loose!
See how simple it is, Mr. Jameson? It will locate Spider-Man through its hyper-sensitive Geiger-type apparatus. Then it will trap him in its coil springs.
I must admit, it sounds like a foolproof approach.
And best of all, you can enjoy the triumph, Mr. Jameson, by operating the robot yourself. It's guided by a simple remote control mechanism you can handle from here. You'll be in complete charge.
Hey, how about getting me out of here?
We will return with Amazing Spider-Man number 25, June, the year 1965.
Yourself. Buy every rock and roll book on a magazine stand. Every dime that he gets is off to the jukebox man. Well, he worries in
Junior, behave yourself.
We now return to Amazing Spider-Man number 25, June 1965. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. And best of all, you can enjoy the triumph operating the robot yourself here in your office. It's guided by a simple remote control mechanism you can handle from here. You'll be in complete charge.
Hey, how about getting me out of here?
How easily it's done? The press of a button and it releases the coils instantly.
I'm sold! I'll pay whatever you want for the robot. Something tells me I'm gonna get Spider-Man this time.
I don't want to sell it outright. I'd rather rent it to you.
Sure. Step into my office and we'll work out a deal.
Well, Peter, I hope you're quite satisfied with yourself. You're even worse than Mr. James, and at least he thinks he has a reason to hate Spider-Man, but you don't. Gosh, Benny, I didn't mean any harm. I just thought it would be fun. Fun? To help get Spider-Man caught? And after the way he helped your Aunt May against Dr. Octopus? Honestly, if I live to be 100, I'll never understand you, Parker. Now go join your jolly Jonah Jameson leader, you goodbye! But Benny, wait! Boy, did I foul myself up this time. I thought it would be a big gag, but the robot really is dangerous. And Benny's mad at me now. Here we go again. Sheesh, my luck sure runs the gamut of bad to hopeless.
Later, at the steps of Midtown High School.
Tell you chicks how I helped old Spider-Man get the last laugh on that phony psychiatrist a few weeks ago?
Dozens of times, Flash. But tell us again. You tell it better every time.
Hey, Flash! Look who's coming! It's puny little Parker! And with your girlfriend, Liz, running right after him!
See, Flash, I told you the two of them had a date last night.
That's okay, just relax and watch me handle this. I know just what to do.
Petey, wait for me.
Hi, Liz. Well, hello, Pete, old pal. How's it going, fella? How is it, boy?
Okay, Flash Thompson, cut the comedy out. What are you up to now?
Flash Thompson, if you're trying to get Peter mixed up in a fight, I'll never speak to you again.
A fight? Perish the thought.
I just want to talk to my old buddy, that's all.
In that case, I'll leave you two boys alone. See you later, Petey.
See you later, Petey. You creep. I warned you what would happen if you tried to two-time me with my girl. I'll be waiting for you after school today, and you better be there. Look, Musclehead, if you think I've got nothing better to do, you heard me. Be there, and don't worry. I'll knock you out so fast you'll hardly feel a thing.
Back in class at Midtown High School 2 hours later.
Peter sure looks jumpy today. So would you if you knew Flash Thompson was waiting for you outside.
Peter Parker thinks to himself as he gets up from his desk.
Every time I hear a noise, I think it might be that robot coming after me.
Peter, why do you keep staring out that window like that?
What other way is there to stare out a window, Liz?
Peter Parker goes back to thinking to himself as he's staring out the classroom window.
It's sure to come after me as soon as Smythe realizes that it's in perfect working condition.
And at that very moment, back at the Daily Bugle in J. Jonah Jameson's office. Everything checks out perfectly, Mr. Jameson. It'll work as smooth as silk. Spider-Man will be your captive by nightfall.
You better be right, Smythe, if you want that bonus I promised you.
There. I set it on automatic. All we have to do is wait until it picks up the aura of Spider-Man's presence. And then you'll have him. Betty Brant thinks to herself as she watches J. Jonah Jameson and Smythe work on the robot.
Poor Spider-Man. If they trap him, it'll all be Peter's fault.
Look! Look! Am I seeing things, or is it moving?
Yes, it is. We're in luck. It's picked up Spider-Man's impulses already. And now, Mr. Jameson, this is where you come in. Are you ready?
You are listening to a reading of Amazing Spider-Man number 25, June, the year 1965.
Uno, dos. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Like a tale about my baby. Lord, you know she comes around.
To 4 a.m. Hope you're having a good time. Good times all around listening to Late Night CKUW. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. I'm here with you to 6 in the morning. Having a good time myself, bringing you the escapades and the lives of superheroes that we present here on Comic Book Radio Theater. Yeah, we are reading to you right now Amazing Spider-Man number 25. I'm having a good time with this one. Yes, I am. And we'll see if I can go the full 5 hours. I usually doubt it. One or two live reads is enough for me for one late evening. Yes, one any time of the day is two is enough. Anyway, let's get on with it with the current reading of Amazing Spider-Man number 25. Yep, got some burps there. Okay, all right. Let's find some music to play so I can get my burps out of me. I will tell you this about this story. Other than Spider-Man / Peter Parker is really in for it, more than he thought he was going to get into it. He thought, This is something corny and no problem for me. And now he's going to find out for himself quite the problems he has. Okay, that's once again. Do you remember that cartoon the Spider-Man cartoon, there was one episode where he's chased around by a robot. The robot catches him. Do you remember that? That'd be horrible to go through. You know, think about it in Peter Parker's perspective and everything. That entertained you some more. Be entertained with this when I take breaks from my readings. We'll listen to music that was brand new. Same time Amazing Spider-Man number 25 was brand new. You wanted music that was fresh and released. June of 1965, you went down to that record store, find it on vinyl, and a new recording item, a new recording device, known as the compact cassette, put out by the Philips Company. Philips Incorporated brought you the cassette tape, the audio cassette tape. So get on that vinyl or cassette tape. What could you find back then that was brand new? You could find the Byrds. Byrds performing live in New York City. We'll have them. Donovan, he was cutting out. We'll hear from Barbara Streisand. She is performing somewhere live, I believe in Philadelphia. Performing live in Philadelphia. Loretta Lynn. And we'll have some Herbie Hancock. Some jazz music from him. He would go on and, you know, got some stuff that people who like rap and hip-hop really enjoyed later on in the 1980s. This was back in the 1960s with his jazz music. But he does really well on piano and everything like that. I think full orchestras behind him there. Once again, the music that you will get in between my readings and by the end of all of this, we'll hear from the Byrds, Donovan, Barbara Streisand, Loretta Lynn, and Herbie Hancock. That's who we'll listen to. All right. I want to get back into this. I'm having kind of a rush doing it and everything like that. I like how the story is going so far, and I got more energy to go. So let's do this. I continue my reading of Amazing Spider-Man number 25, issued June of 1965, here on Comic Book Radio Theater. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. All right. I will pick out some nice music, and then we will get on with this some more. You are listening to Late Night, CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
this is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.